Welcome to Destination East County with your host, Rebecca Williamson.
And Leon Thompson, bringing you the top festivals, events, and attractions across East County
each week.
This week's Destination East County includes guitar concerts, a planned extravaganza, the Toast of East County featuring local wineries, the Ramona Art and Wine Festival, and a pumpkin chunkin' contest.
Plus, we'll have previews of coming attractions, including a harmonica concert, Wrangler at Red Mountain Ranch Dinner Theater, a storytelling celebration, and the Mother Goose Parade.
The Grossmont Guitar Guild will present the O'Dam Guitar Duo in a Tour of Italy concert on November 6 at 7 p.m. The concert will be held in Cuyamaca College Performing Arts Theater.
This year's Ramona Art and Wine Festival will feature 15 local wineries, artists, vendors, and chefs on November 7th from 12 noon till 5 p.m. at a new expanded location at Beegent Ranch on Highland Valley Road in Ramona. Hand-painted barrels will be auctioned to benefit the Ramona Heart Mural Project. This third annual event has sold out in the past, so early reservations are recommended. For more information and tickets, visit RamonaArtAndWineFest.net.
Guitarist Ruben Delgado will perform a free concert at the San Pasquale Tasting Room in downtown La Mesa on November 7th, starting at 7 p.m. He plays classical, Spanish, Latin, popular guitar music, and also writes his own music. There is no coverage charge, and wine by the glass, cheese and crackers, and dessert will be available for sale.
The Water Conservation Garden celebrates the fall planting season with the 2015 Fall Plant Extravaganza on Saturday, November 7th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. with a special members-only preview sale from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. The event aims to help San Diego gardeners make the most of the fall planting season with a plentiful mix of gardening experts and plants offered by local growers and nurseries. The garden's gift shop will also be overflowing with unique nature-inspired treasures that are perfect for gift-giving. For more information, visit thegarden.org.
Local East County vintners will have their wines highlighted at the inaugural Toast to East County on Sunday, November 8th at Cottonwood Golf Club in El Cajon from 1 to 4 p.m. In addition to area wines, the public will have a chance to sample other locally produced foods, including olives and honey. There will also be foods from local restaurants and a variety of beers from local craft brewers, all at one convenient location. For tickets and details, visit eastcountychamber.org.
The second annual Alpine Educational Foundation Pumpkin Chunkin' will be held on Sunday, November 8th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. to benefit Alpine schools. This family-friendly educational fundraiser requires teams to create a launching device to chunk their pumpkins for accuracy and distance while competing for nearly $2,000 in cash prizes for distance and accuracy. The event will be held at the Joan McQueen Middle School on Tavern Road on Alpine. For details, visit aef4kids.net.
Moxie Theater in San Diego, just east of La Mesa on El Cajon Boulevard, will present The Curious Case of Watson Intelligence, running through December 4th. The play tells the tale of four companions in a time-jumping tribute. Watson, the trusty sidekick to Sherlock Holmes, a loyal engineer who built Alexander Graham Bell's first telephone, an unstoppable supercomputer that became the reigning Jeopardy champ, and an amiable techno-dweeb who is looking for love. For tickets and details, visit moxietheater.com. Now for a preview of coming attractions.
Robert Bonfiglio regularly performs with the world's top orchestras and symphonies, including the Boston Pops with John Williams and the National Symphony at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., called the Paganini of the harmonica by the Los Angeles Times. Bonfiglio dazzles audiences worldwide with his constant reinvention of the harmonica. With his trio of Stephen Benson on guitar and Joe Denenzon on the electric seven-string violin, they will perform classical, blues, and jazz. Robert has appeared on CBS Sunday Morning, The Today Show, Larry King, and Regis and Kathy Lee. Check out his website. The concert will be held at the Ramona Performing Arts Center on the campus of Olive Pierce Middle School on Hanson Lane in Ramona on November 14th at 7:30 p.m. For tickets and details on this and other upcoming events, visit RamonaConcerts.com.
The Circo Players at El Cajon will be performing Wrangle at Red Mountain Ranch November 13th and 14th at 7 p.m. and November 15th at 2 p.m. This mystery dinner theater is set at a dude ranch, and attendees are encouraged to wear their Western attire and have a rip-and-roaring good time. Performance will be held at Richardson Hall in El Cajon. All tickets include a barbecue meal. For reservations or information, email thecircleplayers@gmail.com. The Circle Players is a part of a neighbor-to-neighbor program of the First Presbyterian Church of El Cajon.
Connect La Mesa invites you to bring your family and friends to a fun and interactive block party on Saturday, November 14th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Farmers Market parking lot on Allison Avenue in La Mesa. There will be something for everyone in the community, including a bicycle rodeo for kids. Bring a bicycle and a helmet, design competitions for teens and adults, interactive games and design booths, food trucks, fingerprinting for children, LED light bulbs at discount rates, a guided walk, a geocache contest, and prizes, giveaways, information, and resources for being clean, green, and active in La Mesa.
Telebration is a global celebration of the art of oral storytelling. A smorgasbord of stories is awaiting you, told by some of San Diego's best professional tellers, representing the storytellers of San Diego, presenting traditional folk tales, literary works, and original stories on Saturday, November 14th at the Santee Summit Universalist Unitarian Fellowship on Cottonwood Avenue, No. 1 in Santee. For details, visit storytellersofsandiego.org.
The annual Mother Goose Parade, always the weekend before Thanksgiving, will be Saturday, November 21st at 10 a.m. The parade includes over 100 colorful and exciting parade entries, such as floats, marching bands, giant helium balloons, clowns, eloquent equestrians, special guests, and of course Santa Claus at the end of the parade. The route begins at East Main Avenue in Ballantyne, traveling westbound on East Main down to Johnson Avenue, ending at Plaza Mall where the Mother Goose Carnival will be held at the southwest corner of the mall. For more information, visit the Mother Goose Parade website at mgpelcajon.com.
That's all for this week. You can find details on all of these events and more on our calendar and in our festivals and events section online at eastcountymagazine.org.
If you have an event you'd like to add to our calendar, or if you'd like to be a sponsor of the Destination East County column on our website or the Destination East County show on KNSJ Radio, you can contact editor at eastcountymagazine.org. Destination East County is the most read feature on our website.
We'll be back next week with more festivals, events, and attractions in San Diego's East County.
See you around, East County.